Hartford Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Welcome back to Potosi after the timeout. Bulldog basketball. Micah Salisbury catches it, and they'll set up shop. Standing ground on the bench with four fouls. Pass comes to the right side. Caught here by the Bulldogs. Trying to look inside is Burkham. Now back to Sammy, top of the circle. Clary on a drive. Down low, lost the handle, out of bounds. It'll belong to Potosi. They've got to take care of the basketball when they get a chance. So into the game for Potosi, number one, Jackson Oyen. Potosi leading by eight. They've held a lead by double digits just once, 10 points. And they have the basketball. Wunderland across the timeline, left side, Jackson Oyen. Oyen looks for a cutter in the lane, backs off toward half court, goes to the right side, Isaiah Groom. Back to Oyen. Oyen back to post. Hands off to Wunderland. Left side, it's Groom. Groom looking inside, on a dribble drive, nothing to go. Now weaves in, tough shot, won't go, but more in the corner, and a rebound by whom? It'll be Potosi ball, out of bounds.
Just a fight there, and they stepped on out of bounds. And
spent a lot of time right on the end line tonight.
Yes, they have.
Pass comes in play. Jackson Oyen, there's a setup screen for Wunderland. Three from the corner, no good. Rebound, fought for, put back by Groom, is good. Isaiah Groom, there he is again. Well, 10-point game.
Gives him 19 for the game, so
55-45, Potosi in the lead. Taking it across the timeline is Sammy Clary. Gives it off to Salisbury. Salisbury, left side, looking, nothing. And now drives to the corner. Pulls up. Micah needs some help. Throws it into Sammy. Sammy is tripped on the play and fouled. That'll be the sixth on Potosi.
Number one.
Fourth. Jackson Oyen? Yeah, you're right. So the Bulldogs will put it in play. And here's Channing Brown back. 7:56 to go with four fouls. Man, he's got to have a shield around him or something.
He does, but they got to have him in the ballgame still, I think.
Yep. I think you're right. Ball comes in play. Caught by Nelson. West on the right wing, pulls up, nothing, looks to the inside. Now hands off to Clary. Channing Brown just across half court. Green is set. Channing on a drive, nothing, fires it back to Sammy. Clary on the right side, throws to Ime. He's back in as well. Pass to the near side, Wesley Nelson. Nelson on a drive, throws to Salisbury. Salisbury nowhere to wander. Now a kick out to Brown, three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound by Oyen. Ime and Brown both back in with four fouls for the Bulldogs. They've been the worst for Whaler in the fouls tonight, especially on their main scorers. Austin Weber on the right side. Back it goes to Groom. Groom, nowhere to wander, gives it back to Post. Post off the screen. Pulls up, nothing. Fires it back to Wunderland. Three on the way, no good. Rebound by Groom, and he leans in. Tough shot, good. Boy, he's tough.
Yeah, he is tough. You know, he is tough. You know, when your players have four fouls on them, it's not necessarily how you play offense. It's how you're playing defense.
Clary for three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Potosi. Their biggest lead right now by 12, 57-45. Jackson Oyen across the half-court line. Wunderland ball fake. Moves free throw line right. Throws it almost away, but caught now. The one-handed save by a post. And around the wheel, Wunderland left side. Drives to the baseline. He's cut off. Leans in. Shot won't go. Rebound by Devin Ime. Back to Sammy Clary. Bulldogs down by 12. Need to start clicking. Down it goes to Ime, and he's pushed and fouled
by Isaiah. By Isaiah Groom. It's going to be his third still.
Okay.
Team foul number seven. My boy.
Haven't marked it on the board yet, but I think you're right. Aaron Edge is in for Gavin Wunderland, who got a little slow start tonight, but he's picked it up now. He's got three threes.
Aiden Uppenau back in for Virginia as well.
Okay. And, yeah, running to the bonus coming up for Devin Ime of the Bulldogs. 6:24 to go. Potosi leading it, 57-45. Back in for the Bulldogs, number five, Casey Pomerang. Got to kind of preserve players when you can.
Nope.
Try to conserve fouls. Free throw by Ime is good.
Getting ready for the stretch is what they are. So,
yep. 57-46. Potosi. 6:24 to go. One more coming up. He'll get the ball back from the official. Devin Heim with a couple of dribbles. Free throw in the air and good. Money for the sophomore. 10-point game. 57-47, Potosi. 6:19 to play here in regional championship boys basketball. Edge down to the corner. Caught by Post. Dribble drive, nothing. Fires it back to Weber. Weber on the left wing. Drives top of the key. Nothing. Left side. Caught here by Oyen. Oyen backs off toward half court. Now looking. Fires it over to the right side. Dawson Weber. Weber guarded by Nelson. Top of the circle. Post. Left side up and over the entry pass. There's a foul on Nelson.
His second team foul, or second personal foul, team foul number six, Bill.
Okay. So no free throws yet. 5:52 to go. Potosi's just kind of working it around, right?
Yes, they are. No need to hurry if you're a chieftain right now. So
pass gives into up and up, up and on the left side. Fires it back to Edge, top of the circle. Left side, Weber. Weber accelerates, free throw line right, kicks it to the corner. Around, now down to the low post. They'll kick it out to the high. That's Post, Oliver. He drives left side. Now gives it to Weber. Weber is caught down low. Up and up and good.
Nice find.
Yeah, it really was. Back to a 12-point game, 59-47, Potosi. Bulldogs into the corner. Hammering his trap. Throws it back to Channing Brown. Channing telling everybody to kind of clear out. Now a screen is set. He'll drive down low. Tough shot. Good. Channing Brown making a little magic. 59-49, Potosi, 5:08 to play. Ball comes across to Oyen. Oyen has it knocked by Sammy into the backcourt, picked up by Oyen. He's going to be flustered, gives it over to Edge. Now Edge gets it on the pass from Wonderland, and he scores. 61-49, Potosi. Clary for three, up, short, rebound, Potosi. Pulled down by Oliver Post with 4:45 to go. Back to Upana. Down to the baseline. Potosi. Nowhere to wander. They'll bring it back. Top of the circle. Oliver Post. Post. Crossover dribble. Goes down low. And he will shoot and miss. Rebound Devin Heim. Heim bringing it out to the half court line. Swings it off to the near side. Brown for three. No good. And a foul called on the play. We're going to call that on Nelson, I believe.
We've got something going here.
I think Nelson, they're going to call him for the push, I believe. So the foul is called on number 20 on the push, and free throws coming up for up and off. That's Wesley Nelson's third.
Number 20?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, there it is, yeah. It's his third. And they're giving him bonus on a it was no possession. I don't understand why. Maybe they felt like they had possession.
So the free throw coming up. In the air for Upana, and it is good. Eight and Upana, 4-4 from the line. 62-49, Potosi. Get you some other scores. We've been kind of busy trying to keep tabs on everything here tonight. Just to see. Free throw is good by Upana. 63-49, Potosi's largest lead. Bulldog basketball. Channing Brown accelerates right side. Hands off to Sammy. Sammy drives free throw line. Left ball stripped. Now he picks it up. Rolls it back down to Salisbury. Micah for the near side. Drives Lane. Goes up. Shot on the way. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Upana. And it comes back the other way. 4 minutes to go. Potosi leading 63-49. Wisconsin Dells up on River Valley 59-33 tonight. Pass goes right side for Potosi. Back to the middle. Oliver Post. Post fires to the corner. Ball fake now up in the drives, and he hangs. The shot on the way won't go. Rebound Salisbury. Back to Brown. 3:41 to go. Brown left side. Weaving in and out. Channing all the way down deep. And he is double-teamed. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to Devin Heim. Heim for three. It is good.
That's a nice shot by Devin.
That's his first field goal tonight. 63-52. 3:22 to go. Near side, here comes Wonderland, and now a timeout is taken by Coach Upana. 3:17 to go, 63-52, Potosi at WRCO and WRCO.com.
Indoor air quality, often taken for granted, but important for our health and well-being. Hi, this is Michelle at Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. The iWave R is designed specifically for treating air and duct AC systems. Positive and negative ions actively purify the air as it flows past the self-cleaning iWave R, killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. The ionization process also reduces allergens and static electricity, plus helps control odors from things like pets and cooking. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
3-52 the score here in favor of Potosi. 3:10 to go with the basketball is Gavin Wunderlin of the Chieftains. Left side post. Back to Wunderlin. Just across the half-court line. Makes the move now. Down to the corner. Cut off by the Bulldogs. He'll drive back toward the half-court. Now weaves in and out. Dumps it low. Ball kicked by Cleary out of bounds. Bulldogs down by 11. A long way to go.
Yeah,
but,
long way to go.
You never know.
Nope, you don't.
Got to get the ball back here, though. And keep Potosi from scoring.
Protect the rim.
Here goes the inbound feed for Wunderlin. Skips it in. There's Groom. He'll score, and he is fouled on the floor.
On the floor.
So he will go to the free throw line.
He was at Sammy Cleary for his fourth personal.
Isaiah Groom, the biggest difference in the ballgame in the first half.
Oh, without question.
His strength inside. And he'll go to the line now.
And he wasn't talking about much coming into the ballgame, so.
No. Free throw in the air, and it is good.
For a big man, he's got a nice touch at the free throw line, too, Phil.
64-52, Potosi by 12, 2:55 remaining in tonight's regional title game. Checking one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and that is good. So Groom, 5-5 from the line, 65-52, Potosi.
Yeah, 23 points.
Wow. So Channing Brown will walk it across the timeline, 2:49 to go, goes left side, hands off to Sammy. Sammy between the knees dribble, drives down deep, got down, shot, no, foul called, and he'll go to the line.
First on Isaiah Groom, his fourth personal. Team foul number 8.
So team fouls are fairly even, right?
Yep.
They are, 8 apiece. And going in to shoot is Sammy Cleary. Bulldogs at the line, free throw is no good. He'll get one more. Back in for a second try. Gets the ball back from the official. This one in the air, and it is good for Sammy Cleary. That'll make it 65-53. And the inbound pass for Potosi. Left side, caught by Weber. Weber back to Wunderlin, almost picked off. Now Potosi gets it across the timeline. They'll pass it back door up and a wide open. Now goes in. Tough shot. Ein got a part of it, and it's going to be blocked. Picked up again by up and Ein. He goes up and scores, and he's fouled. Good perseverance there for Aiden Uppena.
And four. That's five on Devin.
Devin Ein just fouled out of the game. Horn will sound. And he will leave the game here with 2:24 to go. So the switch is made, and the free throw's coming up for Uppena. Ein finishes with a total of 5 points. Wesley Nelson back into the game for the Bulldogs.
We've got 5 points, Phil, and 4 rebounds. I mean, he was in foul trouble early. Never was a factor on the board.
So. Yeah, a lot different than last night.
Yep.
It's amazing what foul trouble does for a player, that's for sure. Free throw on the way, no good, and loose on the floor, picked up by Salisbury. Good hustle. Did he get a shot? Okay.
He walked.
He was trying to get a timeout.
So what happens, Bill, once a kid can be on the floor, but once you turn your body all the way over, then it's going to be a traveling ball. So
that's what happened, it looks like. So Wunderlin will put it in play, skips it in. There is up and a down low. Pushing his way, gets out now. On the left side, taken by Oliver Post. 2:13 to play. On a drive, Weber, and now Edge, and a foul is called on the inside. against the Bulldogs. That'll be their 10th. Down by 14 with 2:09 to play.
Casey Palmer, his second foul. Team foul number 10.
Double bonus then for Dawson Weber of Potosi. 67-53, Chieftains leading the Bulldogs here. First free throw is no good. Weber will get another. He has a basket to his credit tonight. Gets the ball from the official. Couple of dribbles. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Alpena. That's a big rebound. He tries to dump it low. It's lost. Picked up by Pomerang. Up to Brown. Channing throws it near side. Nelson goes in. Shot no. Foul called with 2 minutes remaining.
Aiden Alpena is going to be his first. Team foul number 9.
Aiden Alpena has two cousins playing tonight. One at Royal and one at Darlington.
Yep.
The Alpena family. Well represented, huh? Nelson at the line for the first time tonight. Free throw in the air and good.
He's got a nice looking stroke there, doesn't he?
He does. 67-53. And really, Wes Nelson, I've been just impressed with him this year.
Oh, yeah.
One of the quiet leaders.
Yep. Good athlete. He always contributes, doesn't he?
He does. Second free throw, good. 67-55. Plus, he's a farm boy. You don't have any of those anymore.
He's a strong boy. He is a strong young man, so.
Ball goes right side, taken by Wunderland. Off to the left side. Nothing to go. 1:50 to play. Potosi trap, bringing it back to the top of the wheel. Now to Wunderland, who almost walked. Slid, now brings it back to the left side. Down to Groom. He'll lay it in. Good. Isaiah Groom has been a factor tonight. 69-55. 14-point lead for Potosi. Channing Brown raises. Shot on the way and good from the lane. Channing makes it good. 69-57. Bulldogs trying to trap it in the backcourt. Wunderland across the timeline now. Goes to the left side. Pomerang knocks it away and a foul call on Casey
for his third. They're going to the line to shoot a double bonus here.
So 1:19 to play, and Potosi will take a look. 12-point lead. They've led. They just kind of gradually have felt this tonight.
Yep, they have.
Free throw for Gavin Wunderland now. As he takes a look, first of two, this one in the air, and it is good. He's got a two, and he's got three threes, and he's got a one now.
He's got three threes, three twos, and one one. And the first half, I'm going first half two.
This one in the air, and that one is good. So what?
Oh, never mind. You're right, Phil. Two twos, three threes.
71-57. Channing Brown on a drive. Deep shot. No. Blocked by Upena. And Potosi picks it up. They're in the backcourt. And Wunderland is going to be fouled on the play.
Micah Salisbury, second personal.
Micah Salisbury with just 1 point tonight, too. That's
unlike him. But I got him down for 6 boards, Bill. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's really been doing with the work on the glass.
He does a lot of other things,
yes,
too.
Yes, he does.
Free throw line coming up for Gavin Wunderland with 1:06. This one in the air, and it is good. Wunderland, 3 of 3 from the line into the game for the Bulldogs. Will be senior Danny Ferriance. And Micah Salisbury gets the curtain call as he comes to the sideline. And upset, no doubt about it.
Hey, but I'm going to tell you this, Bill. This game was not decided until about 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. So
free throw good. 73-57. Potosi, Channing Brown on a drive. Down deep, tough shot. Up
and one.
And a one. He'll go to the free throw line. Channing will take a look. That makes it 73-59.
Gavin's Wunderland's third personal.
All right. Thank you. So Channing Brown at free throw line. He'll be back next year. Went over 1,000 points as a junior. This free throw is good. Should mention, too, that the team that you and I saw the other night, Argyle Pecatonica, Hank, they're going to state girls basketball.
Oh, they are. They won today.
59-46.
Over Cochran Fountain City.
Yep. So this free throw was missed, I guess.
No, he made it.
Did he make it?
Yeah, it was an and one, Phil.
And made an and one, so it's 60 now. All right, got it. Ball comes to Tumberland. Okay, goes to the left side, back to Upena. He'll score. Aiden Upena scores to make it 75-60. Potosi 44 seconds. Danny Brown across the timeline. Shoots a deep three on the way, on the rim, no good. Foul called on the rebound attempt. That'll be called against the Bulldogs with 38 seconds to play. It's going to be on number five, Casey Pomering, his fourth. So free throws coming up for Potosi. They had them packed in here tonight.
Yeah, they did.
There was some room. We have room in front of us. But
maybe we stink.
Maybe we do. Free throw is good.
I tell you what, the second half person really turned it on is that's Aiden Uppenoff.
He did.
He really, really turned it on.
And so, free throws have been
effective. Oh, my goodness.
They're making them. This one in the air, and that one is good. He makes them both. Aiden Uppenoff will leave the game. 77-60, Potosi by 17, continuing to build their biggest lead. We're down to 35 seconds. Sammy Clary across the timeline, looking low, fires it into Danny Farian. Danny backs in, tough shot up, and good! All right, Danny Farian, 77-62. Ball comes across the timeline. Potosi almost over and back. They'll keep it going. Wonderland with 15 seconds is fouled by the Bulldogs. I think that's on...
That's Pomering. It's his fifth.
So Casey Pomering will foul out of the game. Finishes with 4 points. Played a lot tonight because he had to.
Yeah, because he had to.
Lots of foul trouble. Cody Burns will come in as his replacement for the Bulldogs. Pomering leading. Standing old from the Bulldogs faithful tonight.
Gavin Winter's line shooting too. He right now he's 3 out of 4 at the line.
This one in the air, and that one is good. And they can't miss on the free throw line here late. He'll get one more for the Bulldogs. Some subs coming in. Dante Kleinsaucer is in. Also Caden Keller and Keegan Jones for the Bulldogs. The starters get the curtain call here. Clary, Brown coming out. Nelson, second free throw in the air, and it is on the rim, and it is good for Wonderland. 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and Alex Frederick comes in as his replacement. 79-62, Potosi with the lead, just 15 seconds. Keegan Jones up to Burns. Left side three on the way for Cody. No good. And out of bounds off the Potosi Chieftains on the rebound attempt. So we'll come back now to the Bulldogs on the end line. Brown brings it into Farian in the corner. Danny is trapped, throws it now down low. Keegan Jones tries to dribble in, knocked away, picked up by Potosi. And they're going to hold it.
That's going to do it. And that'll do it.
Potosi is a regional champion here tonight. Final score, 79-62. They win it. Coming up, the Gillette Plumbing and Heating Coast Game Show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Potosi, where the Chieftains are going to be presented with a regional championship plaque. The Bulldogs showing good sportsmanship, standing in there.
Oh, without question, yeah.
Yep.
Even the fans and players.
Yep. Hey, you got to do it.
You have to do it.
And it may not be easy, but Potosi did some things right here in this ball game.
Yes, they did.
You know, the foul trouble certainly was a big key for the Bulldogs, but Potosi hit his free throws.
Both hit the free throws. And you know what? They hit the glass if we're doing it harder, especially in that first half, and extended that lead, and then just held that lead. So, you know, great ball game by both teams. We expected a dogfight when we come in here, and that's what we got.
And we got it, yeah. 79-62, the final here at Potosi High School. And we got to look at the turning point of the game, and I think you pointed it out there, wisely so there, Henry. The emergence there of Aiden Uppenoff.
Yeah, without question.
In the second half.
You know, he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
He was 6 from 7 at the free throw line in the second half. You know, and he hit some huge free throws late for the Chiefs, and that was a huge turning point. I think, you know, Isaiah Groom, he only finished with 8 points in the second half, which Ithaca did a nice job on him after coming out and scoring 17 in the first. But Aiden Groom and Gavin Wonderland, you know, he only had 2 points at the half come out, and he hit 3 threes, and he was 5 out of 6 from the line. So, you know, give credit where credit's due. They hit their free throws, they made the shots, and, you know, and they ended up with 13 turnovers that I have in Ithaca. I have them for 18 turnovers. So, and that was the difference. And the big thing was offensive rebounds are there, the lack of defensive rebounds for Ithaca. I mean, Groom had his heyday in the lane. He did. So he's a tough kid. 30 point of the game, sponsored by Dunkin'. Dunkin' Rewards, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. We'll be back with more from Potosi in a moment for WRCO Radio Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, some place, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind.
tied. Cashton beats River Ridge 70-60. So that means Cashton meeting these guys next, right?
That's going to be a Prairie du Chien next Thursday night.
Got my bracket here handy. Yep, it'll be at Prairie du Chien High School at 7 o'clock Thursday evening. Other scores, Mount Horeb 63-55 over Milton. Lodi and Platteville in a good one, 78-66 Platteville with a minute six remaining. Also, let's see, Royal 63, Cochran Fountain City 60. That's the final.
Wow.
So Royal's moving on.
Royal's moving on.
Yep. And there could be a battle of brothers if they keep winning.
Oh, I tell you, it'll be a dandy.
Because Royal's head coach is a brother of Mike Upada here. Yep. Let's see, what else? Mineral Point beats Lancaster 67-43. The Dells leading River Valley at last word, 64-32 as well. The scores from around the area tonight. Here at Potosi, 79-62. Potosi wins against the Bulldogs. They're cutting down the nets here at Potosi. We'll look at some more stats and some individual scoring in a moment when our postgame show continues, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons. And we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at TitleWorks-RC.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
WRCO 79-62, the final. Potosi is the WIAA regional champion. They are led in scoring tonight by Isaiah Groom with 25. 19 for Aiden Upana, and 12 points for Aaron Edge. I missed Gavin Wunderlin with 15 as well.
Yep.
So real strong effort there by those guys, four in double digits. On the Bulldog side, Channing Brown with 28 points. He is the lone Bulldog in double digits tonight. Five for Devin Ein. Check that. I didn't add up Stanley Clary.
Right, yeah. Yeah, 11.
He had 11.
No, he had 11 in the first half, and he had 7 in the second half, so he had 18.
18. 28 for Brown, 18 for Sammy Clary. From there, 5 points by Devin Ein before fouling out with 2:24 to go. 4 points for Casey Pomering before fouling out with 15 seconds. Wesley Nelson has 4. And let's see, 2 points for Danny Ferriant. Good to see him get
yep,
a bucket.
It was.
And Micah Salisbury with 1. Bulldogs graduate 2 seniors, Micah Salisbury and Danny Ferriant.
Yeah, and they will be missed.
Yeah, they will.
They will be missed. Micah, you know, Micah Salisbury, what, I had him for a point. I don't know what you had.
Yep.
No. So, you know, and Potosi done a nice job on him, but, you know, Channing Brown coming out with 28 points and Sammy with 18. I mean, Potosi or Ithaca come out on fire. They come down, hit the first three, got the jump ball, and it looked pretty good for them. And then they're going back and forth, and then foul trouble started to mount, and you could really tell that Potosi was taking an advantage of taking it inside, the lack of Devin Ein on the inside.
And you have to play a little bit different when you're in foul trouble.
Yep, you do. And, you know, and it's one of those things, Phil, that you and I both kind of figured that the link's going to give Ithaca trouble. We didn't know it was going to be that bad, but they had a, you know, they had a couple threes blocked out front. They had some, they just interrupted the shot all night long inside the lane.
Any other stats you have over there?
Well, I've got 17 turnovers for Ithaca, and I have 13 for Potosi. Rebound wise, Isaiah Groom hit the offensive glass hard. I've got 7 boards from him just on the offensive side and 3 on the defensive side. And 6 of those offensive boards were putbacks, and 2 of them were putbacks plus 1.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, you got to give four. I mean, he's a man amongst boys, and they're going to need that against Caston on Thursday night.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, it will be a good ball game.
At Prairie, 7 o'clock Thursday night. Well, Hank, appreciate you coming along.
Hey, real quick, if you're listening to us on the way home, make sure you stop at Other Brothers in Basketball at the drive-thru. Phil and I stopped there on the way. It's very good. Great food.
Those were the day's sponsors.
Yep, it is.
Those are the days coming up on WRC Radio, and I'll be back a little bit later on tonight.
So you are going to head.
Oh, I'll be there.
Head to the studio.
I'll be there. Right. Absolutely. Platteville gets the win, 80-66 over Lodi. That's the final score. Again, the year ends for River Valley. They made a good run of the tournament, and falling in the Dells tonight, 64-32 is the last score we had.
Don't take nothing away from River Valley. The Wisconsin Dells basketball team,
yeah,
pretty good.
Yep.
They're a good basketball team. So, yeah, did you get any scores from Darlington or anything like that? Or
still need flip phone? I think so. Yeah, I probably cruised by him here. At least I could get cell service tonight. Darlington 65-54 over Belleville. That's
okay.
The final.
Yeah, that should have been a good one too. And Royal. So all 3 Up and All brothers won tonight.
They
so
did.
Congratulations to them. I see the Vinny Up and All down on the floor cutting up the net. So
yep, they moved to 23-4 regional champions. Potosi. For the Bulldogs, they end their year at 22-5, most wins in boys basketball history at Ithaca.
Congratulations.
First co-conference championship since Larry Nelson was a boy, a grandpa of Wesley, and on that 1972 team.
The year I was born.
Yeah, you were born. So co-conference championship, so they accomplished a lot this year, and I know they're looking for big things next year.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, they have no reason to hang their heads, Bill. They've accomplished a lot, and they just got to continue to grind it out. So.
You bet. For Hank Gray, I'm Phil Nee. Final score tonight, 79-62. Potosi wins over the Ithaca boys basketball team here in Potosi. You've been listening to Area High School Boys Regional Championship Basketball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
March Madness is right around the corner, and Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center has your new crystal clear LG OLED television for you. During this promotional period, receive a $150 rebate with your purchase and installation. Sizes up to 77 inches on display now. Hurry, this offer is good until March 23rd. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill or online at townandcountryrc.com.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a sweet turntable treat.
You may be getting older when you realize you have owned your music for more than 50 years on five different formats. 8-track, reel-to-reel, vinyl, cassette tape, and CD. Keep on rocking with us. This is Those Were the Days.
Those were the days as we take a step away from our 82 countdown for a little bit and give you some great rock and roll tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s during this next stack of 45s. We hope you're doing fine this weekend. Thank you for listening to the radio, and we won't be long down the road before we have some high school sports to talk about and getting back to school. I know, I shouldn't bring it up, but here is a Be True to Your School song nonetheless from the Beach Boys.
When some outrager tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one.
checker. Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. Oh, I twisted something on that one. I'm going to have to go see the WRCO doctor. Not sure. Well, what do we? No, he's not. Oh, Dr. Pepper is in. Okay, well, that's about all I can handle tonight. Anyway, those were the days on a Saturday night giving you more cowbell. This is Grand Funk.
those were the days with the Raspberries. One of my all-time favorites from their very first album, the Fresh Raspberries album. They had an album that came out that had a scratch and sniff on it, too. You'd scratch it and you could smell raspberries. Well, we had the chance to chat with Wally Bryson, who was the lead guitarist for that group. He joined me on Those Were the Days a while back.
Go All the Way was our gold record, and that was a big hit for us, and that was our big break. Finding our demo tape found its way to Jimmy Einer, and out of New York City, he came to see us at Kent, Ohio. We were playing a club called JB's there. Us and the Glass Harp and the James Gang would all play down there. And some record companies came to see us, and that got us signed to Capitol. We've had some arguments over that, who wrote the intro. I came up with the intro, but I ended up getting removed from songwriter credit. In those days, certain people didn't think you got credit for a guitar intro. It's actually a variation of the bridge of The Kids Are All Right, and but it's in the key of A, and then we sort of wanted to come up with something that was kind of all right nowish and this and that. I played it on the sixth string of my double neck 612. Which, when we were in the choir, we opened for The Who at Music Hall in Cleveland, and I saw Townsend with a Gibson 612 double neck and ordered one right away. So that's the one. I used it on a lot of raspberry stuff.
Awesome. And you played lead guitar in most all the cuts, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my spot.
Me with Wally Bryson of the Raspberries from our Those Were the Days archives.
Spectacular WRCO. Good for Life. The station that can't be overheard.
Oh, yes. So honored that you've joined us on a Saturday night with Those Were the Days. Here are Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's a everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. Sleep at night.